Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson. So, overall, we feel it's clear from the debate this morning and yesterday that lethal autonomous weapon systems are a significant problem for the international community and recognised as such. That's why the treaty body tasked with restricting and prohibiting weapon systems is discussing them. I'd say we're encouraged with the discussion on meaningful human control. We're a bit surprised, though, that some states are concerned that this concept is somehow vague. Some of the statements that this is vague or narrow as a concept are also accompanied by statements that weapons will always be under human control. In our minds, states should be able to explain how they ensure this human control over their weapons and what the right level of human control they require is. If states are to be able to assert with any credibility that they're is human control over their weapons, they need to be able to explain in this forum how. In our view, this process of explaining the exercise of meaningful human control will help define the limits of acceptable and desirable autonomy in the critical functions of weapon systems. This in turn should help us to start sketching out the contours of an international instrument prohibiting lethal autonomous weapon systems. That is to say, weapon systems that operate beyond meaningful human control. This, in our view, should be the focus of work for states next year, and much more work is needed, we believe, in this body and elsewhere. Mr. Chairperson, some have seemed to suggest that there is some legal answer somewhere out there for the acceptability of autonomous weapons, that somehow we will be able to test such potential systems against existing law and then decide whether or not to develop them. Now, we think existing law can provide very strong arguments against the development of autonomous weapon systems, but a purely legalistic approach risks casting the net a little too narrowly, in our view. So we would very much agree with those that suggest a wider set of concerns are relevant here, related to society, humanity, human dignity, and so on. Now, the CCW is a body traditionally focused on international humanitarian law. Like all law, though, IHL was developed from a more basic and fundamental set of moral and ethical motivations. We need to be able to draw on those wider moral and ethical considerations as we deliberate on the possible development of lethal autonomous weapon systems. And when one considers the history of the development of international law, it simply does not make sense to say that there is no rationale right now to develop new law on autonomous weapons. Do states making such statements believe that we have reached some kind of idealized point of perfection in the development of international law? If we had reached such a point, why does the CCW exist as a forum dedicated to, quote, the codification and progressive development of the rules of international law applicable in armed conflict? Against that background, such assertions that no new law is needed appear rather more formulaic than thoughtful policy positions. We think the question of legal reviews of weapons should be seen in the wider context of the development of weapons, means, and methods of warfare, rather than simply as a question for autonomous weapons. There's much work to be done on national level reviews of weapons. There is almost no parliamentary or public scrutiny over the development of weapons, for example. Concerned civil society organisations are not involved in these processes. Given that, as a member of the campaign to stop killer robots, we think lethal autonomous weapon systems should be prohibited, we are not at all confident in this approach. In particular, given the lack of evidence that legal reviews have actually prevented the development of specific weapon systems. There is a danger then that those states promoting national level legal reviews as the primary or sufficient way forward to deal with autonomous weapons might actually make it more difficult to achieve progress on a multilateral agreement in relation to these weapons. In conclusion, Mr. Chairperson, a number of states, including those with some of the most advanced military capabilities, have said that they do not intend to develop lethal autonomous weapon systems, or that their weapons will always be under human control. We've heard no arguments why states could not move now to accept such a position as a multilateral commitment. We believe that if it were, this would lead to a prohibition of lethal autonomous weapon systems, that is to say, weapon systems that operate beyond meaningful human control.